motherhood for having that type of heart. And I think of any mother as they have a child, they look into the child's eyes. And they really, in their eyes, they see all possibility. You know, we've been working on getting rid of all negativity. And when you look at a child at that newborn state, you can see all possibility, or should be able to see all possibility. And you'd say, well, you know, I haven't been a mother, or I can't get pregnant, or something on that order. The fact is, you start taking a look at motherhood in the sense of what God will use. You know, you think about Bathsheba. Was she the perfect example of motherhood, especially when she had a baby with David out of wedlock? And the result was the baby died. Okay. Did she stop having babies? No. Oh, you made a mistake, and so you're going to pay forever for it. No, that's not our God. Our God is, let's do it again. Let's try it again. Let's do it better the second time. God is the God of second chances and third chances and fourth chances and fifth chances. The Bible said that how many times should you forgive the person that has sinned against you? How many times? Seven times 70? I mean, in other words, he said, you just keep on forgiving. You just forgive. You keep on forgiving because that's your job. My job is to clean up the mess at some time that men make out of things, amen? And another thought is, if we're going to study the true thing that we're wanting to become, let's not study something that is just saying, you know, it might happen. Let's study the things that's saying it's going to happen. When God says something, it's going to happen. God is saying, I'm trying to give you an upgrade. And you don't even understand what an upgrade is. And I was thinking about the mother in Exodus, of Moses, the mother of Moses. In the thought, when she took a look at this child, okay? Now, we were talking about men of a different spirit, Caleb and Joshua, right? And there was 10 others that showed the example what spirit they were of. They were of the fear. They were of doubt and unbelief. They seen the enemy much bigger than the enemy really was. They didn't see God in any dimension. And so they looked like grasshoppers. That's what they said. They looked like grasshoppers in the sight of the Philistine army. And so, hey, that's not us. So let's study the ones that have the right spirit, the different spirit of the Lord. Amen? Let's not study the 10 and figure out what they did wrong or what they should have did. There was two of them that had the right spirit. It was two of them that brought them through 40 years of walking with the wrong spirit. You think that you're walking with the wrong spirit? Well, these two men walked with the integrity and the belief system in God to walk through 40 years where they couldn't go in. That's a pretty tough deal. They had to stick with the 10 that said, you know, hey, if you go in there, they're gonna clean our clocks. They're going to beat us up. They're going to make lunch meat out of us. But the fact is, Caleb and Joshua said, hey, and after 40 years, he said, I still got that spirit on the inside of me. I still got that the killer instinct to go up and take the Jebusites, take the high country. Praise the Lord. Once you get God on the inside of you, remember, you got a king living on the inside of you. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I look at Moses, and his mother seen something about Moses. Okay, is seeing something about someone else important? Apparently, because she's seen something about this godly, goodly child, something that was very, very precious, that she was going to stake her life on it. She was going to go the extra step, the extra mile, so that this child could be preserved. And of course, when we find out that the child was preserved by supernatural miracle workings of God, the Pharaoh's daughter come along and found him in this little ark or boat in the water, and then it all worked out that Mama could take care of her baby. And you see, God knows what's going on. Amen. And so what an example of walking by faith. And it's real interesting, that story is listed over in Hebrews 11. And the areas of, I seen that this was a godly child. Moses' mother seen that he was a godly child. And hid and then preserved and brought forth a deliverer. You see, what's on the inside of us today? What's on the inside of us? Is it priesthood? Is it Christ in us, the hope of glory? Is it the greatness of everything else doesn't make any difference? Let's not study the 10. Let's study the 2. Let's not study all of the other women that they just went by. Let's study the 3. And there's many, many examples. And you know, the Bible, when you look at it, sometimes I said, you know, women really have a hard time because there only has several, maybe 4 or 5 women that they could study. Every man, every king, every priest, even Jesus Christ himself come out of womanhood. You say, what did they do? What did they do? They bared a child. And through those children, they become kings and priests and mighty, mighty men and women of God. Amen? So motherhood is the greatest thing, life-giving source on earth. In fact, the Bible says that he created a helpmate. And that word in the original area, it means life-giving source. So when the helpmate was prepared for us, she is a life-giving source. Right, Andy? Hallelujah. She's a life-giving source. Something, once you marry that woman, she's a life-giving source to you. She's a life-giving source, just continuing. And it's not just having 100 babies. If you take a look at Hannah, the second lady that we were going to look at, Hannah said, man, I would really like to have a baby. Why did Hannah want a baby? Well, she just thought it would be cool. You know, and she went past the age of birthing a normal child, you know, like at a young age. She went past that. Moses' mother was 130 years old when she had Moses. And she had 2 other children, Aaron and Miriam. Just think about 130 years old. It's always impossible. God works with the impossible. You think your situation is impossible? Guess what? God works with the impossible situations. The barren womb, God will speak forth out of something that doesn't even look like it's like nothing. The foolishness of this world. Hallelujah. And God will take the foolish things to confound the wise. Yes. Hallelujah. You got a chance, don't you? I got a chance, don't we? Hallelujah. He'll take the foolish things, the things that were base, the things that are thrown away. Praise God. We don't have throwaway children. We've got kings and priests in the house of the Almighty God. We have a kingdom that is eternal. When we step into a born-again experience, what happens? We step into kingdom come heaven. Lee experiences. Wow. Motherhood. And then, of course, this wasn't impossible. A young girl named Mary, 15 years old, maybe 14, 15 years old, gets a visitation from an angel. The angel of the Lord came and talked to her. And the angel said, hey, Mary, you're blessed above all other women. And what does that mean? Hallelujah. Don't you think because they were of a different spirit, the spirit of the Lord? Over in Hebrews, and I had mentioned this over in Hebrews, from Egypt to Moses' mother, mentioned it in Hebrews. I tell you this stuff, when you walk by faith, you're known all the way through the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. The other 10, I never heard about the other 10 spies. Hallelujah. But Hannah believed God. She was desperate to have this child. Did she realize that he was going to be a deliverer of his people? Did she realize that it was going to be a Samuel when she looked into that baby's eyes? But she said, before the baby was born, I dedicate this baby to the Lord. I mean, this is an unselfish woman saying, if you would give me this child, and she didn't know what the child was going to be, but I will dedicate him to the priesthood. And of course, at that time, the priesthood was all messed up. But the fact is, she had faith in God. And Hannah brought forth a child, and Samuel became probably one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament. He was fantastic, and he led his people by the Spirit of the Lord. In the dispensation of Samuel, what happened, they literally lost the spiritual aspect of being led by the Spirit to go be led by a king. Right? Samuel was very upset. Hey, isn't it good enough that God leads you? Isn't it good enough that God will look after you? Isn't it good enough that the Spirit of the Lord, when you ask the Lord, something supernatural will happen? Well, we can't believe that. That's too far-fetched. That's so far out. Well, you don't get any further out than God. Amen. I mean, he is so far out there. I mean, he's got things going on. The Bible is a testament of the greatness and the goodness, and God is good. Amen? Hallelujah. And those that come into obedience, those that said, God, I'm going to walk with you. And motherhood, as they walked with God and believed God, Mary brought forth Jesus Christ. When she looked into this little child, now she had a lot of promises and a lot of prophetic stuff that come through this, but do you think that she's seen the King of the whole world? Did she see the Savior, Jesus Christ, or did she have to walk this thing out by faith? Yes. And she knew and she believed that what was spoken to her, this is the upgrade, what was spoken to her was going to come to pass. What is God speaking to you? What do you have on the inside of you as far as a child of God? Hallelujah. Mary brought forth the born again experience through Jesus Christ our Lord. You think about Mary just saying, I will be obedient unto the word of the Lord. And she was. Was it easy? No, it was not easy. Did she get her upgrade? It took quite a few years and a lot of understanding. And Mary stood by the side of Jesus at the cross, looking at her son being crucified and dying in the place for you and me. Wow. And her upgrade was on the other side. She didn't realize that it seemed to be the most devastating time in her life, that her son had been sacrificed and now he's dead on the cross. She didn't realize, except by faith, that God can do something even through all of this situation. And come Resurrection Sunday, hallelujah. I'm sure that Mary, I bet you she got a smile on her face, you know, and I bet you it never left her. I just said, man, that's my son. That's the one that broke the powers of sin and death and everything that is holding me in bondage or captivity. Is there anything greater to bring forth children of the Most High God? When you look in those little babies' eyes, dream the dreams of God over their lives. Motherhood, when they look at that child could be anything. That child could be a king. That child could be a priest. That child could be a president. That child could be a mighty woman, a mighty God, or a mighty woman of God. Wow. You take a little bit different look at your children. And sometimes the world, as we go on and we get into school and we get into all the activities, and they be mighty basketball players and football players and all this, blah, 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 and who cares? Because, hey, it doesn't make any difference. If you can say, you're mighty in God. You're a mighty woman of God. You're a mighty man of God. And when you walk on the earth, something begins to happen in the Holy Spirit of the living God, because we are of a different spirit. And these women that were godly and obedient, and then it said, well, they were just women. Wow, what an understatement. If that's the case, just those women has brought forth every great man, every great leader, every great woman through a woman. I love it. It kind of humbles manhood. Oh, you know us men, we ain't just that, that. Yeah. I want to be a man of a different spirit, but I want to hang around with women of a different spirit, the Spirit of the Lord. And when they're walking, when they're talking, and like I said, God raised up Rahab, and she had kind of a rough-looking past. But he raised up Rahab. Why? It's because she was a woman of a different spirit. She was walking in faith. She was, hey, man, it looked on the outside that, hey, this is the harlot, Rahab. And then she becomes, out of her lineage comes Jesse, which out of Jesse's lineage comes Jesus Christ. Oh, I went too far. I've done too. I mean, I'm all messed up. God will never use me. That's not the case. If he could use Rahab, he could use you. Come on now. If we just get on the inside of us, you see, the Spirit of the Lord on the inside of us is only as good as we activate it. You know, we could sit right next to the Bible all week long, but if you don't sit down and read it, it's not going to do you any good, right? Hallelujah. You read the instruction book, you read the instruction manual, you start putting one and one is two and two is four, and four and four is eight, and pretty soon you're getting the whole thing all figured out. Come on now. But you're going to have to stand just like she stood in faith at that cross, at that day when she looked at her Savior. This thing doesn't look like it's going to work out, Tom, very good. This thing doesn't look like it's going to be no upgrade. It looks like it's going to be no possibility. It looks like you're a failure. But Sunday comes. Amen. And the resurrection came, and Jesus Christ rose from the dead and put a smile on all the women's faces. Amen. They were running around reporting, and the disciples were, I will feel the nails, and then I'll believe. The women were saying, hey, something's going on. Man, we went over to the tomb. Something happened here. What do you mean something happened? Well, I went to the tomb, and something happened. Jesus is not there. Amen. That was a woman. Hallelujah. You know, that wasn't Peter. Peter was hiding someplace, somewhere with the other 11. Hallelujah. You see, because of the expectation on the inside of us, a woman understands when that child's on the inside of them, there's life on the inside. Helpmate means what? Life-giving source. Life-giving source. We need to be impregnated, hallelujah, with the Spirit of the Lord. That's where these women got their inspiration. And when you got a woman of God, man, when you got women that's saying, I'm going to stand for God, I'm going to stand for believing that this child is going to be great. Well, yeah, but I just come from such lowly beginnings. Don't worry about that. All these women came from lowly beginnings. Amen. But they produced, again, a deliverer of a nation was Moses. This guy that seemed to blow it quite a bit, had 40 killing somebody. You know, that's not so cool. Gets sent out for another 80 years out in the wilderness, or 40 years out in the wilderness. Now he's 80 years old. God said, hey, it's finally the day that I can use you, because you've been so messed up for 80 years, I can use you at 80. Hallelujah. So we got a chance, guys. You know, hallelujah, I'm turning 65 at the end of the week. So I got a chance at 80. Praise God. You see, God sometimes has to just lock us up for a period of time so we don't mess up anymore, so that we get our upgrade, so we can get our upgrade at the end of the deal, right? That's where the men are at. Women, you have an expectation of greatness on the inside of you. You've been pregnant with a child, a life. You're a life-giving source. You know. And in the world that we live in, God says forgiveness. Because there's been a lot of stuff that has went on in women's lives that have been pushed by this world, but God said, you're forgiven. And God takes it and he erases the sheet of condemnation over you. For there is no condemnation in Christ. So don't walk there anymore. Walk in Christ. Hallelujah. Walk in Christ. I'm a brand new creature. I'm a brand new man. Old things have passed away. Behold, a new creature. I'm walking. First time I've walked. See, I can't worry about yesterday. I probably blew quite a few things yesterday. But today, I can walk as a new man walking. Amen. Ladies, thank you so very much. Mothers, thank you so very much. Keep the good fight of faith going and be a woman of a different spirit. We thank you, mothers, for the greatness of what you're doing on the earth. And God, I just love that thought, that a helpmate. When God sent a woman, it wasn't that she was going to be second place. It was a life-giving source. And without women, where would we really be at? Where would we really be at? But you see, when that child comes out and that woman holds that child and looks at it, she sees the possibility. And maybe through the time where you're saying, you know, could it happen? Maybe hope has been deferred. But I just say, in the name of Jesus, we speak hope of healing. We speak hope of deliverance, as Moses brought forth a deliverance out of his mother's womb. We speak forth a spiritual nation coming. Samuel, Hannah, bringing forth a nation that would be sent, a deliverer of Samuel into our nation today. Amen. Ha, Lord, save the USA. Save the nations of the earth. Yes. Don't bomb them off the earth. Let's save them. Hallelujah. Let's get the people saved, amen, brought into the kingdom for such a time as this. And then, of course, we found out that Jesus was sent as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Savior of the world. He didn't only take on a nation, he took on the world. And so today, you got a lot of power floating around here. And all you have to do is figure out, let's not study the 10. When you study finances, they do not study the counterfeit, they study the real thing. And when you know it's the real thing, then you'll identify the counterfeit. Hello. When you know that Jesus is the real thing, when you know the life-giving source that was brought forth through Christ is the real thing, the rest of it will just drop. Counterfeit, 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 counterfeit. Sometimes, is it hard following Jesus? No, it's not really hard following Jesus. That's a counterfeit. This is a counterfeit. Well, I don't feel like reading my Bible today. Counterfeit. Oh, I think I'm just going to miss church for a year. Counterfeit. I don't think I'm going to forgive my brother, sister. Counterfeit? Nah. See, Jesus has a pretty, he even put it on the inside of us. Yep, yep, that's what I should do. This is what I should do. This is how I should live. This is not hard. Wow, common sense. Common sense is actually God on the inside of us saying no, yes, and no maybes. He's a yes and no God. Amen? Hallelujah. You love him today? Why don't you turn to the ladies here and just say thank you, ladies. I don't care if you haven't had a baby. Well, I mean, if you're 90 years old, I found out that's no criteria. Thank you, ladies. Thanks, Deb. I appreciate it. Tirsa, she's going to bring forth a child this week, probably on the 19th, but it's the 20th. But she's a life-giving source to the world, and that child that's coming forth, to her husband, to her grandparents, to this church, to nations. I mean, this thing is powerful. It's powerful. So let's be the men and women of a different spirit. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, everything will work out. Even when we're standing at your cross, when it looks like it's all been crucified and it's dead, watch out. Resurrection life is coming. Amen? Amen. Receive your healing today. Receive your healings today. Receive everything that God has said yes and amen to. Because that came out of Mary's womb in the man, Jesus Christ. And so we've been impregnated with all of the promises of God. Amen. God bless you. Let's stand and let's pray. Hallelujah. Sandra, you got anything to say? Oh, okay. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you for being the mother of my kids, but also the mother of this church. And if you hang around her for a while about this church, that's the mother of the church. Thank you, Mary. Sister Mary, thank you, Deb. I mean, these gals are mothers to this church. You know what? I don't think they're going to have any more children, except they're all daycare providers or something or another, or been daycare providers. They're always seeming to be around life-giving sources. So thank you for that. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this beautiful, beautiful move of your Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit of the Lord, there's a liberation that's going on in the hearts right now. Hallelujah. There's some liberation right now. Jolie, I see a liberation spirit that's coming on you. From this day forth, you will be a woman of a different spirit. And your past will be wiped from your memory, and memories of God are coming in, and you're going to see the miraculous of God in your life as you step out in it. And I just see an eraser. It's erasing all other memories that you say, you know what, that or this went on. God's saying, don't worry about it, daughter. I've got you in my hands. I've got you in the palm of my hands. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Pam, I just see just in your lineage, especially with your families, that you're just a powerful woman of God. Amen. And I've always thought that, but I just, even working with your grandchildren and just seeing what God's doing, you know, and he's not doing it because we're good youth pastors or we're good pastors. It's God is doing it because of who you are and saying, I'm praying for these kids that God's going to give them upgrades that are going to be mind-blowing to the world around us. And I just really believe that. Praise God. We thank you, Lord. Every person here, every mother here, think of your children as very, very special children. They're carrying God's not dead. Amen. He's still alive. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless your people now. As they leave, give them a great, great day in Christ for Mother's Day. We mark this day once again that it is the greatest thing that's ever happened, is that God sent motherhood, a life-giving source to earth, that we could bring forth the kings and priests of the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you're needing prayer...